1962, we decided that the children needed to go to Sunday school. We both came from Presbyterian families, so we went to the Bellevue Presbyterian Church. And after about a year, we were going to move to Mercer Island. That was in 1963. And I wasn't happy with the church because Jill and David thought Santa Claus and Jesus were the same. They couldn't figure it out. And that Noah was swallowed by a whale just blew them away. So the minister, I told the minister we were going to leave, and he said, well, I'll come talk to you. So he came to the house, and I can remember it so vividly. He was sitting across from us, and we said we were going to find another church, and he says, well, that's fine, but don't go to the Unitarian. That was, so of course, that's where we went. And Pat Davenport had lived across the street from us in Bellevue, and she was the manager of the church office. And Catherine Winsberg was involved with the children's schools. And Dad Spring was the minister, and Bob Keckley's father was the music director. So we thought this was heaven. This was just wonderful. And as the years grew by, the children got involved with skiing. One of them was a ski racer, so we went a lot of Sundays away from the church, and they lost interest in it. They were more interested in skiing. But Colin came along, and so he had to go to Sunday school. And they had a church service on Thursdays. We brought our dinners, and about 5 to 6, and then they went to Sunday school, and we came in here for a sermon. And that worked out well. And all that time we kept pledging, and people said, well, you don't go that much, why do you pledge? And we said, because we want the church to be there. Do you want to finish?
Okay. But we sold our business on Mercer Island in 2000, and so we were able to get out of that 7-day-a-week job and be able to come to church on a regular basis, and we started to make friends. And Bob's name, the old guy.
I don't remember what Bob you're talking about.
Well, the one that sits next to
Garthwaite.
And Dave Wommeldorf, we got to know, and so he invited me to join the men's group. And that meets once a month, except they're canceling this month, I understand. So, but we've made a lot of friends. We've played bridge with a lot of Unitarians. We love to play bridge. And we've enjoyed the years in the church. And thank you all for coming.